let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Siesta Key is an upscale community on Florida's west coast, known for small-town living, white sand beaches. In fact, Dr. Beach named it America's number one beach, and the home of the hit MTV docuseries Siesta Key, back for season two. Following a group of young adults confronting issues of coming of age, figuring out who they are, dealing with love, heartbreak, betrayal, class, and looming adulthood, nothing is off limits. Among the stars, Juliet finishing her junior year at Florida State University, and Chloe starting a career in real estate. The highly anticipated return of Siesta Key, premiering Tuesday, January 22nd, 9 Eastern Pacific on MTV, with back-to-back episodes. Fan favorites Juliet and Chloe with us on This Week in America. Hi, ladies. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I am doing fine and looking forward to season two. And I understand that what in Siesta Key, summer doesn't officially begin until Alex's birthday party. Always a legendary blowout. And I think from what I'm seeing this year, there's a surprise visitor and more drama than usual.
Oh, that's for sure. We have a couple new people coming into Siesta Key, and we're not so happy about it. At least I'm not.
Yeah. Other people aren't as well.
Well, okay, let's talk with Juliet about the relationship with Alex. A lot of people think this is the perfect relationship. You've said nothing can stop us. He said I've never been this happy in my life with someone. Now we've got his ex-girlfriend, I understand, coming back into the picture, so there's going to be a few tense moments, it sounds like.
Yes, there is. Alex likes to say that Chloe likes to stir the pot and she doesn't want others to be happy, stuff like that. A little dramatic, maybe. But Chloe decides to bring Alex's ex-girlfriend back into the picture, someone that I'm not very fond of. She has a reputation that I don't like. And, you know, who wants their boyfriend's ex-girlfriend hanging around your group of friends? It's not ideal. So that's how the show starts off, and it just gets crazier and crazier as the season continues.
I was going to say, it's not like slowly working back into season two. We're jumping into season two. And Chloe, anything you want to say in defense of yourself? What are you doing here?
Yes. so I am not. So in between season one and season two, Juliet and I have a really bad falling out, and you'll see why on the premiere and understand what happened. So I was, you know, a little upset with her, and Alex's birthday party is the biggest party in Siesta Key every single year, and Kara was back into town visiting Siesta Key, and I wanted to invite her because I didn't want to leave her home alone. And, you know, a benefit was that it was going to upset Juliet and kind of, you know, dig back at her. But what I didn't realize is how bad it was going to backfire on me and the entire group.
Lesson
learned. Team Juliet. And, you know, I learned my lesson. And throughout the season, you'll see me redeem myself. And I just hope that, you know, over time, everyone understands that none of us are perfect. Just because I'm on a TV show doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes as a friend. So,
part of this is finding out who you are, and it sounds like that part of it you're going through right now, trying to figure out exactly who you are and what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. We all go through ups and downs, and the good and the bad. You see all of us make poor decisions and having to go back and rethink where did we go wrong. I think that's really important to see in a show because that's realistic. I mean,
yeah.
That no one's perfect.
Maturing and realizing, like,
who you want to be,
right.
What actions cause you to be who you are today,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
You know, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, you know, Kara's coming onto the scene and she has a personal chef. What kind of life is she living down there?
Apparently a good one.
Yes, yes.
His name's Chef Mike. He's great.
Chloe knows.
We're talking about Siesta Key, back for season two, Tuesday, January 22nd, 9 Eastern Pacific on MTV with back-to-back episodes. What's this been like for you, the first series and the recognition, especially Juliet, you go back to college, I'm sure people recognize you, Chloe on the street recognize you. What's this been like dealing with all of this? Because we see you growing up, we see your evolution, we see all of this drama playing out on national television.
To be completely honest, I have so much going on in my life that I don't even have time to think about all the little stuff like that. I focus on the show. I focus on social media. I'm still a student in school. I'm graduating very soon. And I actually have another job, too. I teach bar classes, which is, I just have so much going on in my life. So I don't even have time to focus on if people notice me. I mean, of course, I speak to people in the street, but I don't let that stuff faze me. I think we just stay true to who we are.
People keep telling us that we're famous and stuff, and I don't think any of us, well, maybe Paul, but other than Paul, I don't think any of us really think that we're famous.
No.
You know, we're just average kids on a TV show.
We don't act famous, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Well, yes. And Chloe, you've decided you want to get into real estate now. You've said, I want to take life more seriously. Talk about deciding to get into real estate.
Well, almost everyone in my entire family does real estate. My grandpa owns his own business in Illinois. And, you know, I definitely think I have a way with words. So I was thinking, you know, I'd be really good at it. And what I've learned over the process is you got to do what you love, not what you think you'll be good at. So, And becoming a real estate agent is hard. And in this group of friends, you know, having to choose not to go to some parties to study was hard for me. And you'll see that. But overall, I'm really glad I did it. It was a great experience. And hopefully in the future, I continue to keep it up.
Besides seeing the interaction among this group of young people in Siesta Key, we get to see Siesta Key. This is like another character in the story, isn't it? I got about a minute or so left, but this is looks like the greatest place in the country to live. It looks like it would be fantastic growing up there and living that beach life.
I agree. I think the cinematography on this show is stunning. I that's a great way that you stated it. It really is another character, I suppose, on the show. It adds so much to our group, and I mean, where we're from has shaped who we are. And I don't think any of us are ever leaving the beach.
And then we were all out last night talking about, you know, the show coming up, and one of Juliet's friends was saying, we're a different breed in Siesta Key.
We really are.
Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the white sand, if it's growing up, going to the beach every day, but everyone is so different. When I talk to anyone from, like, you know,
outside of our group, they think we're, and then like, we explain the dynamic.
They're like, yes. You guys are insane.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, I guess.
Well,
it's normal.
That insanity on the beach is on display with the new season of Siesta Key, back for season 2, premiering Tuesday, January 22nd, 9 Eastern Pacific on MTV with back-to-back episodes. With us, fan favorites Juliet and Chloe. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
So
you're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.